at WTGrantsFoundation.org. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Partly sunny skies today with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the lower 80s. It's 64 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Plot twist in just the last month. Who knows what's going to happen?
That's NPR Senior White House Correspondent Tamara Keith. Thanks, Tam.
You're welcome.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from First Presbyterian Church in Lawrence, with services online on YouTube and in person every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. for community building, worship, and music. Information at firstpreslawrence.org.
Nothing says summertime like a big blockbuster movie. But forget Jaws or Ghostbusters. We'll look at some under-the-radar movies to help you feel the season without feeling the summer heat. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. Whether your passion is for unbiased, in-depth news, beautiful music, or fascinating conversations, you can feed your passion right here with KPER. Show your passion for KPER and the programs that feed your mind and news that matters. Give now at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
A look at our forecast for the KPR listening area. Partly sunny skies today with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs today in the low 80s with light winds from the northeast. Partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the low 60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and highs in the low to mid 80s. It's 64 degrees in Lawrence, 64 in Manhattan, 64 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from Sattva, committed
important or as impactful as this.
LeVar Burton talks roots, rainbows, and the final frontier on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Tell your smart speaker to play KPR. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle. Stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from Lovegrass Music Festival, a nonprofit music festival at Lake Wilson near Lucas, Kansas, featuring national bluegrass talent and a family-friendly atmosphere. Open to the public August 8th through 10th. More at lovegrassmusicfestival.com.
NPR News takes a look at the big issues that matter to voters for the 2024 presidential election. It's a one-hour special, We the Voters, tomorrow evening on KPR2. Steve Inskeep examines topics like immigration, reproductive rights, health care, the economy, gun violence, and more. Join us for We the Voters tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock on all KPR2 stations.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the lower 80s. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from FJ... From the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find NPR News and Weekend Edition Sunday. We're Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Sunday. Then stay with us for To the Best of Our Knowledge, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning on KPR.
Do you own a business and value the programs on KPR? Your fellow Kansas Public Radio listeners could be your best customers. Support KPR and reach your fellow public radio fans by becoming a corporate sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Find out what issues are important to voters in the upcoming election in an NPR News special, We the Voters, tomorrow on KPR2. We'll hear how new interviews examining the candidates' records and how voters' opinions have evolved. That's at 7 o'clock on KPR2 tomorrow evening.
The drone attack in Tel Aviv that killed one person and wounded four others. You're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. BNSF is investigating after a train derailed in Franklin County. WIBW reports that the train carrying corn derailed early yesterday morning west of Ottawa. BNSF said there were no injuries and no threat to the public. The cause of yesterday's derailment remains under investigation. Technical difficulties brought a Worlds of Fun roller coaster to a halt yesterday. KCTV reports that the Mamba stopped unexpectedly, forcing riders to deboard. A Worlds of Fun spokesperson said the stoppage is a built-in safety feature to stop the ride if an unexpected condition occurs. Maintenance personnel, electricians, and mechanics were sent to diagnose the issue. A Lawrence man has been identified as Topeka's 11th homicide victim of the year. KSNT reports that 31-year-old Aaron Cooper was found yesterday morning with a gunshot wound. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Police investigation is continuing. And in Kansas City, police are investigating a fatal shooting near Independence Plaza. KCTV reports that police responded to gunshots in the area last night. No further information has been released. Anyone with information about the shooting should report it to the KCPD Homicide Detectives or the TIPS hotline. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Carnegie Corporation of New York, working to reduce political polarization through philanthropic support for education, democracy, and peace. More information at carnegie.org. This is NPR.
We've got partly cloudy skies throughout the KPR listening area this morning. Our forecast calls for partly sunny skies as the day goes on, with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs today around 81 degrees, light winds from the northeast. Mostly sunny for tomorrow with highs in the low to mid 80s. Under cloudy skies, it's 67 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you for Weekend Edition Sunday. Coming up on Weekend Edition, keeping cool in the summer heat. How your air conditioner can get a little boost by an old-fashioned fan. We'll hear that tip coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday here on KPR. Well, we're getting a little break from the summer heat this weekend. Partly sunny skies today, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, but highs today only expected in the lower 80s. It is expected to be quite humid out there today, so it might feel a little warmer and stickier than that. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the low to mid 60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the low to mid 80s. It's 65 degrees in Emporia, 67 in Lawrence, 67 degrees in Manhattan, 66 in Topeka.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org.
You're listening to Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 8:20.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
This medication shortage on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us for morning edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Your hosts tomorrow, A. Martinez, Michelle Martin, and Jay Schaefer. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you for Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
We've got more Weekend Edition Sunday coming up, including a conversation with director Levin Aitken about his new movie, Crossing. That story coming up here on Kansas Public Radio. KPR continues to provide news coverage because of support from more than 5,000 listeners just like you. In-depth reporting matters so much to our members that they're willing to send $15, $25 or more every month to ensure this service continues to grow. Their support matters, so does yours. Take a minute and go to kansaspublicradio.org and make your donation today. And thanks for your support. Partly sunny skies today, highs near 81 degrees. It's 67 in Chanute.
Support for NPR comes from this.
That's all around us, invisible and always running out. What is time? Next time on To the Best of Our Knowledge from PRX.
Join us for To the Best of Our Knowledge at 10 o'clock this morning, 1 hour from now, here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. The latest news from NPR just a little over a minute away. We'll have Kansas and regional news coming up at 9:04. The time is 9 o'clock. This is KPR.